Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of 5 Minutes with Gray Hair Dave. My name's Dave. I've got gray hair. I have the glasses like the guy in the artwork, and I have a green shirt. In fact, I'm wearing a green shirt today. How are you today? I hope you are well. Sorry if yesterday was just a gush fest about Madeira Beach and where I'm staying here, but it's such a nice change when you go someplace new, you know, or you go on a vacation and you're not at home. You're not in the same old place, right? I'm sure you all go through that. Now, I'm sitting here on the fourth floor of this resort looking at the Gulf of Mexico. Boats are driving by. Like I said yesterday, there's a parasailer out there and, you know, wave runners and all these fun things and people on the beach having fun. So that's the background noise you get today. I'm not trying to mask it. I'm not going to try and get rid of it. I'm enjoying it. And maybe this will give you the inspiration to go on vacation if you haven't gone on vacation in a long time, like myself. I really, really haven't gone on vacation in 4 or 5 years. To where I'm away from home. I'm away from everything. I'm away from work. I'm not thinking about it. The only thing I'm thinking about is podcasting and relaxing. I'm not worried about what restaurants I want to go to. I'm not worried about time. I am worried about time tomorrow because I check out. People down at the beach having fun. You got to love it. You know, you got to love it. And so tomorrow, you know, I have to check out at 11, which is not a big deal. And, you know, it's a couple hour drive home. So I'll be home tomorrow afternoon sometime. I'm going to stop along the way. And, you know, I got a couple things I want to stop and do tomorrow. On my way home, I'm not in a rush. I don't go back to work till Tuesday. So what's been going on with you folks? Hope you've been enjoying the podcast away from home. You know, I've been talking about change and what's going to happen in your life. And I wanted to talk to those of you who listening who might not be a baby boomer. So if you're not a baby boomer, maybe you're a Gen X, Gen Z, Gen Y, Gen New. I don't know the names of all of them anymore. And you haven't started planning for your future, I suggest that you do. Okay? Reason I say this is that, you know, you just never know. And I had retirement plans. I did. I had pensions, and I had 401ks. And so I've got a little bit put away, not a lot. I had to go through quite a bit of it during COVID, like a lot of people did. But if you're not starting at a young age, it's harder to save. I learned the other day when I was doing some research into what I wanted to do and where I wanted to go, the costs of being older, just living alone, you know, or I mean, not living alone, but living in a community where if something does happen, they're there for you. And it's going to take some money. And as time goes by, those costs will, of course, go up for anybody in the future. And it's not future proof. And we, none of us are future proof, folks. We're all going to want to retire one day. Or not work as hard, or whatever it is you want to, you know, you want to call it. But that's what I'm calling it, you know, retirement. I look forward to it, but I also don't look forward to it. I know for a fact that I will not do well not working. When I was laid off and furloughed, I bounced off the walls. Oh my God, it was not fun for me. If it weren't for podcasting, I think I would have lost what little bit of sense I had left in my mind, you know. But, you know, that is the way it goes when you're growing older and you're used to working all the time. I think I mentioned this earlier this week that I don't take time off. I usually will take a day here, a day there. Or if I'm sick, I use my vacation days there, you know, and I'll make a 3-day weekend or whatever, but I don't really do anything. I had to force myself. And I tell you what, this was very hard for me to push that buy button on this vacation. You know, I went through Expedia, which is fine, and they don't care here. They just get their money. They're happy. They treated me very well when I checked in, and it's a great place to be. But it's I'm not the type to plan vacations when I'm single. Now, when I'm with somebody, that's a different story. You're with somebody. You've got somebody to do things with. When you're single, it's a little more obvious that you're by yourself, or maybe you're just a local out for whatever. And that's not the case here. I'm not a local here. I'm a local back home. Now, I am hoping personally that this push to come over here will create more pushes to come over here. I don't have to be in a really nice resort paying the kind of money I paid to be here. But, you know, it's to get away. And just during my regular days off, I've got to get out of the house and go do things, just like you do. And I'm sure you guys already do. But if you have a partner or a husband, a wife, kids, whatever, there's somebody to go do that with. When you're single, you've got friends, but all my friends are, you know, with somebody. And that makes it a little more awkward for the single person. Now, I don't want you to think that I am complaining, folks, because I am not. Really am not. I'm enjoying my life. I am in the situation I'm in by choice. I broke up with the last girlfriend because I did. It wasn't the right fit. It was never going to be the right fit. She knew that, I knew that, and that's just, well, I don't think she knew it. She wasn't very happy when I told her, but, and I, at her age and at my age, it's if it's not right, I don't want to be in it. Relationships are hard enough as it is, and I don't excel at that kind of a thing. So, you know, if I'm not happy, I'm not going to be there. Surgery changed all that. You know, I made decisions. If I ain't happy, I ain't doing it. So that's why I'm considering my options over here. And I've gone out and I've walked around the beach and had a good time. Walked around John's Pass yesterday. Had a nice time. I'm going back over there today. I want to do a little shopping. You know, just I haven't looked in the shops yet. I just went and had lunch and a couple of beers. And you know, it's only 3 o'clock. I really don't want to start drinking yet. Now, don't get me wrong, I would, but that's not my plan today. My plan is to go out and enjoy myself, walk around, you know, see things, and just enjoy. Yeah, you know, friends have said, go here, go there, try this place, try that place. All the nightlife is great there, and that's great for them. I'm looking to relax, you know. I sat here last night after I recorded that podcast last night, ladies and gentlemen, and I was relaxed, so relaxed that I did not want to go out anymore. You know, I went down later at night and walked the beach again a little bit, but I'm going to go do that again later. But I enjoy it, and it's relaxed. I'm here to relax, not to fill my day with everything. I know the area a little bit from when number 2.5 and I came over here. So this is not all new to me. Yes, it's been quite a few years since I've been here, but things are basically the same. So when I leave tomorrow, I'm going to do a little exploring on the Treasure Island side of John's Pass. Right now I'm on the north side of John's Pass, which there's a opening to a small bay. There's a drawbridge on the other side. The south side of the drawbridge is Treasure Island. So I'm going to go over there, you know, do some searching around over there, play for a bit, and then I'm going to head on home. Now, I want to thank you all for listening to this, my vacation podcast. Next week, starting Monday, I will try as hard as I can to get into 1976 or 1977. Okay. So this, folks, is episode number 80, if you believe that. Number 80. Isn't that fantastic? And I'm happy that it is. A couple more weeks, and I'll be at 100, and I'm excited about that number. There'll be prizes involved if I have your email address or your Because you know, if I have your email address, I may send you a coupon for something cool. You never know. So, folks, this is Gray here. Dave saying it's been a pleasure talking with you today. Don't forget, let me know what's going on in your life. Let me know if you've got plans to retire. Let me know if you're vacationing. If you're gonna, or if you have already, let me know what they were. Leave me a message on 5 Minutes with Gray Hair Dave. That's the number 5MinutesWithGrayHairDave.com. And I will get back in touch with you. Also, folks, if you know people who have not or do not know how a podcast works, where to find one, or how to listen to one, do us all a favor in podcasting. Please, please, please show them how. I would appreciate it. And they would too, because there's a lot out there for them to do and listen to. So don't forget to smile. This is Gray-Haired Dave from sunny west coast of Florida, over by Clearwater, Tampa Bay area. Having a great afternoon. Hoping you do too. Enjoy your weekend, folks. And until Monday, bye-bye.